Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The World Anti-Doping Agency says Russia cheated. The World Anti-Doping Agency, also known as WADA, has recommended the track and field's governing body suspend Russia from competition following findings by the agency of a cover-up by Russia of positive blood doping tests. In a report released Monday, the agency said top Russian athletes, including track and field Olympians and winners of other prestigious events, have long participated in a systematic doping program that involves some of Russia's sports officials. The report implicated athletes, coaches, trainers, doctors, and various Russian institutions, including the country's anti-doping agency and an accredited lab in Moscow that handled testing for the 2014 Olympics in Sochi. The report was issued following a 10-month investigation. Egyptian police say they've killed a top Islamic State operative wanted for his involvement in a string of attacks in the country. Egyptian's Interior Ministry says security forces shot and killed Ashraf Ali El-Garabli after he opened fire and tried to escape during an attempt to arrest him in the capital of Cairo. A ministry statement said Mr. Garabli was the leader of the militant Ansar Beit el-Maqdis group west of the Sinai. The group pledged allegiance to ISIS last year. Garabli was one of the most sought-after militants in Egypt. Candidates running in Uganda's February election officially began their campaigning on Monday, while Human Rights Watch called on the government to ensure a level playing field for everyone. Uganda's Electoral Commission approved a list of 8 candidates, including President Yoweri Museveni's bid for a 5th term and opposition leaders Kizza Besigye's 4th attempt to knock the president